Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
The United States has no closer friend than Canada.
In his administration's first bilateral meeting, President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris met virtually Tuesday with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Thank you again for stepping up in such a big way on tackling climate change. U.S. leadership has been sorely missed.
The two leaders announced a new U.S.-Canada partnership roadmap focused on COVID response, fighting climate change, boosting continental defense, and strengthening global alliances. At a Senate hearing investigating the January 6th Capitol attack, U.S. Capitol Police Captain Carnesha Mendoza said it was the worst of the worst in her 19-year career.
We could have had 10 times the amount of people working with us, and I still believe the battle would have been just as devastating.
Former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund raised eyebrows when he said he was made aware just this week of an FBI intelligence memo that warned of violence, despite his agency receiving it the night before the attack.
A clear lack of accurate and complete intelligence across several federal agencies contributed to this event, and not poor planning by the United States Capitol Police.
Other federal intelligence officials are expected to testify at a similar hearing next week. Confirmation hearings continue for top spots in the Biden administration, including New Mexico Congresswoman Deb Haaland as Interior Secretary. After vowing to strike a balance between energy needs and climate change, Haaland was grilled on fossil fuel policies, including Biden's 60-day freeze on oil and gas leases on public lands.
It's just a pause. It's not a ban. It's my understanding that there are approximately 7,700 unused approved permits to drill currently that have not been put into use.
If confirmed, Haaland will be the nation's first Native American cabinet secretary. Tom Vilsack was confirmed as U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. Senator Bernie Sanders joined the six Republicans who voted against approval, indicating his preference for a nominee more willing to stand up to corporate agriculture. And a vote is expected Monday on Attorney General nominee Merrick Garland. Despite some Republican criticism that Garland didn't answer questions fully enough during 2 days of hearings this week, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he would support the confirmation. The House is expected to approve the American Rescue Plan, Biden's COVID relief package, this week. McConnell blasted Democrats for using the budget reconciliation process to advance the $1.9 trillion measure without bipartisan support.
Look at the size of this package. It's the size of the CARES Act. We passed that in March of 2020. This is not 2020. There are hopeful signs that the economy is coming back.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer disagreed.
We need a strong stimulus that creates and builds jobs and pumps up the economy for a long period of time.
If all goes as Democrats plan, some Americans could see $1,400 stimulus payments as soon as March 15th. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening.